Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 14th of September 2017, and this is the 652nd Moll Out Loud podcast. I don't know quite why my voice is always hoarse when I'm talking to you. And I realise I haven't got any water in front of me. I've just got a teapot, which does have some tea in it. Cold tea from this morning, or even last night, perhaps. No cup. So I could conceivably, if I get desperate, drink some cold tea from the spout. But for the moment, let's see how we go. As I've mentioned a couple of times this week, I'm heading towards a writer's festival, and today was the first day. It was a very gentle start for me. And as you know as well, if you've been listening to these podcasts for any length of time, you know I'll do almost anything to avoid being in a crowd. So festivals are not usually the kind of thing I engage with. But something made me want to go out of my comfort zone. And actually it was quite nicely underlined today when I was at my bus stop and was waiting around and looking in the shop windows that were near me. And I saw this quote that's on the photograph that I'm sending with this podcast from Graham Bell, and I can't actually remember quite what it is, but it is something about going off track and into the wilds, which is something I have been doing over the last fortnight, and going to a place where there are a number of people is for me going into the wilds. The scary thing is not going off on my own off track, it's going into a crowd of people. Today it wasn't really a crowd, although it was more of a crowd than usual. Sorry, I'm just going to have to stop a sec and have some tea from the spout of my teapot. There. That's new. It's quite nice drinking from the spout of my teapot. It reminds me of those invalid cups that used to exist that had a spout. They were made of china. They were rather nice little things, and they were half covered on top, made out of kind of coarse china. And they also had a... They were very like sort of cut-off teapots, a bit smaller. So I might even finish. The cold tea was quite nice too. It's got ginger in it, which has intensified over the last however many hours it's been in the pot. So that feels much better. As I was saying, I don't normally go into big crowds, and today was a workshop, so I kind of expected maybe to be around 10 or 12 other people. In fact, there were 26. Which is a lot. 26 is a lot. But it's somehow much easier to be amongst that number of people if you're all doing something. And it was a workshop I attended today with Ashley Hay. And it was delightful. We did lots of interactive writing. But lots of prompted writing. And it was great just doing things that were completely off topic, not the novel, but free writing, really, from prompts. And some lovely hints and things in between. I think I've become, well, I often become quite bogged down in my novel. And if I get stuck, I tend to go for structure, which I know I need to do. But I often find that I've stopped being playful with it. And today was getting playful again. And that was terrific. And then we went off and had a cup of tea afterwards. And so lovely to just talk face to face with another writer about writerly things. And so I've had a really lovely day today. As I said, it was a kind of gentle beginning. Tomorrow I'm not really going to be participating in I'm not going to be participating tomorrow, but in the evening I need to go and pick up someone from the airport. In an automatic car, which I'm not really very familiar with automatic cars, given that I haven't got a car myself, but when I did have a car, it certainly wasn't automatic. And it'll be dark and wet, and that'll be a bit of a plunge into, not into a huge crowd, but into the unknown as well. So I'm going to gird my loins for that. And then the next day, I really need to be engaged in helping to wrangle and organise. But still, in that position, I really prefer, if I'm in a crowd, to have a task, whether it's handing round canapes or washing up in the back room or herding people. So that's my today's my first day, and I feel really good about it, and I'm determined to enjoy myself. I also feel more positive towards what the writing that I am doing after talking and playing this afternoon. So, plus plus. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that if you're finding things difficult, that you can find a little sideways, a little off-track movement that can get you round and back to where you want to be. That sometimes it's a little act of courage to go off in another direction somehow. Sometimes it is a relief to go off track, and as providing we intend to come back, both of those things feel like a positive thing to do. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.